The weekend's cultural highlights in our region include roots music, folk rock, contemporary classical, comedy, the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein, plus a whole lot more. Country folk singer-songwriter Bobby Sweet brings his award-winning Berkshire Bred brand of folk rock to the Unicorn Theater patio on the Stockbridge campus of Berkshire Theater Group on Saturday at 7 as part of Bobby's Summer Series. Bobby Sweet will be joined by fellow musicians Pete Adams and Abe Guthrie for this program called The Grace of a Song. The Hills Are Alive with Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's the name of a show featuring the most beloved songs by songwriting duo Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, and it will be presented by Barrington Stage Company at the Tartell Family Outdoor Stage at the former Polish Community Club in downtown Pittsfield tonight through Saturday, August 29th. The concert features songs from Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, and The Sound of Music. Roots musicians Erica Ludwig and John Amagian will perform at Dewey Hall in Sheffield, Mass. Tonight at 7 p.m. as part of the Dewey Sessions Friday Night Outdoor Concert Series. Ludwig and Amagian's concert will include energetic fiddle tunes in minor keys, traditional favorites from the U.S. and the U.K., and a few jazz standards. Comedian Corey Kahaney brings her single brand of feminist humor to the Foundry in West Stockbridge, Mass., as part of their ongoing outdoor performance series called Patio Productions on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Kahaney has appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and The Late Show with David Letterman, as well as Conan, This Week at the Comedy Cellar, The View, and The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. The first virtual Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival in Hudson takes place now through Monday, August 31st. Presenters include Sasha Sierra Allen, an American singer and actress born and raised in Harlem, who has been a backing vocalist for the likes of Christina Aguilera, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Leona Lewis, and Usher. Also on tap are fitness and health specialist Ayana Elohim, choreographer-dancer Kyle Marshall, singer-actress-dancer Ariana DeBose, who is in Hamilton and So You Think You Can Dance, theater artist and filmmaker Tanisha Christie, performing artist-activist Taja Lindley, Cosmic soul singer Lady Moon, Wynton Marsalis sideman Zorky Nelson and his West African dancers and drummers, plus visual artists and more. Timo Andres, the multifaceted composer-pianist described by The New Yorker's Alex Ross as, quote, quietly awesome, will perform a daring program of three musical responses to violence and exploitation. Aaron Copland's Piano Sonata, Frederick Zevsky's Winsboro Cotton Mill Blues, and Andre's own Old Ground at PS21 in Chatham, New York, tonight at 7 p.m. as part of the Modern Music Fest series. Then tomorrow night at 7, acclaimed pianist Adam Tendler will perform works by a handful of contemporary composers, including Philip Glass, Nico Muhly, Meredith Monk, John Cage, at PS21. Novelist Curtis Sittenfeld will discuss her most recent book, Rodham, with author-editor Heidi Pitlor as part of The Mount's True Conversations series, streamed online via Zoom on Monday, August 24th at 4 p.m. Rodham is a work of speculative fiction that imagines a universe in which Hillary Rodham turns down a marriage proposal from William Jefferson Clinton. The rest, as they say, is history, or, in this case, Sittenfeld's imagination. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.